Hi, this is Desda Zuckerman. Welcome to Love, Lineage, and Legacy. This is Love, Part 2. So now you've cleared out, you've burnt your piece of paper, you've taken that breath in and let it go. So really, where are we? Where are we now? We're empty. And empty is good, because before you had a gigantic agenda wanting to be fulfilled through your experience of life. What do we fill that giant space that's left empty when the agenda is truly released? We fill it with possibility. We fill it with your real potential. I don't mean the potential they told you you had in school. I mean your real potential. And you know what that is? Total enlightenment. That's your real potential. Complete elevation. It's actually not a pipe dream. And it's a lot easier than you think. Your first step is to lighten the load by getting rid of those agendas. And your second step to really owning the potential of your love, the power of the fire of love within you, is to understand how beloved you are. So let's break it down to a cellular level. Your cells love each other. They've all agreed to make a body together. They're all in there, and they're all in. They're living each second of your life. Billions of cells together, loving you, caring for you, giving you everything they've got. Little universes in you. Every atom that you're made of is like its own little universe where cosmic events occur, rifts and developed growth happens, exciting events occur, explosions, awakenings, aha moments are happening at a subatomic and atomic level in you every moment. And why? Because of love. Because they are truly mirroring the explosion of powerful love that is happening all the time in the universe. Every second of every day, we are the recipients of divine love. I don't mean God love, although it's okay with me if you feel that way. What I mean, though, by saying divine love is the divinity of life, the divinity of creation, the divinity of agreement to be. The universe is conscious. Some of you know that already. For some of you, it's a surprise. But I'm telling you, the universe is conscious. It is conscious. Everything that is conscious. And everything that is capable of love. Your computer is capable of love. Your cells, your subatomic particles are capable of love. That's because love is the glue. So if you're going to live from a position of cosmic love, of divine love, of manifest light, if you're going to live from that position, you live as the glue. You live as this is how we hold us together, we love. We love those less fortunate, we love those that are annoying, we love those that are making errors. We love those that are misdirected, misguided, and confused. We love those. We love everyone. You actually can't just love one person. It's really not possible. Because when you're in a state of love, when you're in this cosmic love state, which is what true enlightenment is, and what you make space for when you let go of the agenda, you can't just love one person. You can't just focus on one spouse or one beautiful being. You can't just focus on one. In fact, you become love. In every molecule, in every cell, in every subatomic particle, and in the marrow of your bones, you become love. When you allow yourself to stop living out of the familial agenda that is crazy, you step out of crazy and into sane. And sane is service, isn't it? Sane is loving and giving of yourself at a profound level. A level that people honestly can't quite grasp. Other people can't quite understand it when you say, I love all of you. They don't understand. Why don't they understand? Because they're still in their agenda. They're still in, it's got to be this way or it's got to be that way. They have to approve of me first, and then I can approve of them, and then we have to agree where we're going to dinner, and then after that, we can talk about the hunger in the world. Love opens the door, not just to your heart, but to your place in the world. Love opens to possibility, to the dreams, to the hopes, to the extraordinary opportunities that you and I have as living, breathing, functioning people who actually have enough to eat and a place to lay our head at night. We are so unbelievably blessed. On this planet right now, there are so many people in need. So many people dying of starvation, dying of repression, and struggling against having their very freedom to breathe taken away. If you're lucky enough to not be in that situation, then all you really can think of at this time is, how can I help others not be in that situation? How can I help? What can I do? First, you've got to allow yourself to love. And doing that might be the hardest thing you've ever done. Love isn't easy. Love is hard. And you know why? Because you have to get out of the way. How do we do that? How do we actually get out of the way? All right, I'm going to give you something to do. Here's what we do to get out of the way. I want you to stand in front of the mirror and get any kind of mirror you want, a little makeup mirror or little face mirror of some sort, small mirror. You could stand in front of a big one if you want, but I want you to look into your own eyes. And I want you to stand there until you can love who's looking back. I don't care how long it takes you. Maybe you'll be there a whole day. My bet is it'll be shorter than that. But stand there and watch fall away from your vision the blocks and the stops that you've put there so that people don't see you for who you truly are, which is a manifestation of divine creation. So allow yourself the experience of seeing what others see. This. and moving it aside, moving it aside. Well, there you are. Well, maybe not, maybe a little bigger. There you are. Let yourself see who you truly are and how other people see you. You know, what they think of you when they see you. I mean, do they see somebody who's happy? Or do they see somebody who's miserable and really thinking about how depressed they are all the time? What do they see when they look at you? You know they see someone who's at least a little attractive, right? Moderately attractive. Maybe they see the kindness behind your eyes. Maybe they see some kind of acceptance or hope or potential for maybe a new relationship or a developing feeling. Who do they see when they look at you? Who does the world see? So often, when we get right down to it, what the world sees is the mask. It's one of the reasons I really don't like people messing around with their face with plastic surgery, is that you lose the qualities of life that have brought you to this point. You've lost the suffering and the pain and the struggle, which has given you character. And what is character if it's not the way that you struggled to bring love? Fought your way through this morass of confusion to get here to this moment where you can actually bring love. So look into that mirror. See who you truly are. And then come back, because I have something more for you. So, now that you've seen how beautiful you are, and truthfully, how much glory there is in you, I want you to walk outside into the garden, into your life, and look at something in nature. A tree, a flower, a plant, it doesn't matter. And if you live in the city, just look at your houseplants. And if you don't have houseplants, go stand in the lobby until someone walks by and look at them. Look at something alive. Don't do this on television or on your computer. Do this in real time, in real life. Stand there and look at this living thing and love it. Whatever it is, just love it. No agenda, no belief, no nothing. Just love it. Looking at that life form in front of you. And allow yourself to feel your heart fill with love, your spirit lift up. Looking at that other life form, seeing what you saw in the mirror in them. Allowing yourself to see your ficus plant as having glory, as having grit, as having intelligence and capacity and drive and striving. Even if it's got one leaf, look at that leaf. And allow yourself the opportunity that simple observation gives us. Love is the glue. Love is what keeps us together, what holds us as a unified force. We are the evidence, the human species is the evidence of thousands and thousands and hundreds and thousands of millions of lives that have lived since the beginning of the human species. coming down from one parent to child, love and desire to support and inspire future generations. We are the future generations. And it is our ability to love, our ability to lighten up and open up and show up that can make the difference. Don't give me that I'm afraid of it stuff. Nobody's got time to be afraid of it anymore. I don't know if you've heard, but the ice caps are melting. So you'd better get on with it. We'd all better get on with it, don't you think? Fires, floods, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, strange people running for office in every single country of the world. What do we have to do to overcome these strange occurrences, these bizarre events, these occurrences of the 21st century, the 21st century we're living in? What do we have to do? We have to love. Look in the mirror and see who you are. Stand up for your own reality. Tell the truth about who that being is and shine that light out into the world as the glue that holds this community of humanity together. Love, lineage, and legacy. You can love. You can love. You can really love. So let it go. Stop stopping yourself. Get big, get tough, and get out there.